rain, floods, wind. Jesus, you're speaking our language today. If he had just thrown in something about flood zone X or the 17th Street Canal, say, before 14 years and 10 months ago, we really would have listened even better, appreciated it all even more. These are passages that make me think of Jesus as the Rodney Dangerfield of messiahs. Either his imagery has to be explained in reference to first century life in a very complicated way, or, like today, it's so spot on, it's hard for us to even sit with. No respect. There's something we need to know about building our house on rock, or at least really tall stilts or really long pilings. We don't need to be explained. We've come this far by faith, as the song goes, have cleaned up from the last one and will clean up from the next one by faith. But I think this passage does need a little look, because we might get Jesus slightly confused here. Build house on rock versus build house on sand is often heard as build life on Christ versus build life on something shakier. But what is Jesus's distinction in the passage? Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them versus everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them. Rock, sand. So it's not even those who go to church versus those who don't, or those who pray versus those who don't, or those who are in here this morning versus those who aren't. It's those who listen and act versus those who listen alone. How do we have storm-worthy defense, a foundation strong enough for the world? By getting to work, by being active, by listening and acting. We're not here to build pretty little houses. Jesus desires something more than that, something to last. And it's something we can think about during the next band of storms that becomes the day of storms. Jesus today, it's quite clear, is speaking to us.